Well, today I want to talk about Shinrin Yoku. Say what? Shinrin Yoku? What the heck am I talking about? What I'm talking about is forest bathing. Forest bathing. Now, before you get any crazy and wild ideas, no, don't worry. I'm simply talking about taking in the forest atmosphere. Forest bathing. It refers to the process of soaking up the sights, smells, and sounds of a natural setting to promote physiological and psychological health. It was developed in Japan during the 1980s and has become a cornerstone of preventive health care and healing in Japanese medicine. And there's a robust body of scientific literature on the health benefits of simply spending time under the canopy of a living forest. And you know me, anything that we can do to stay healthy and out of the healthcare system, out of the hospital, that doesn't have any side effects, well, I'm all in. The idea is simple. If a person simply visits a natural area and walks in a relaxed way, there are calming, rejuvenating, and restorative benefits to be achieved. Wander and sit. How simple is that? There have been many scientific studies that are demonstrating the mechanisms behind the healing effects of simply being in a wild and natural area, such as boosted immune system functioning, with an increase in the count of the body's natural killer cells. And we do have what's called natural killer cells. Sounds kind of crazy, but I'll talk about that in a moment. Other healing effects are reduced blood pressure, reduced stress, improved mood, increased ability to focus, even in children with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I like this one, accelerated recovery from surgery or illness, increased energy level, we can all use that, improved sleep, overall increase in sense of happiness. Incorporating forest bathing trips into a good lifestyle was first proposed in 1982 by the Forest Agency of Japan. And it's now become a recognized relaxation or stress management activity in Japan. The results of a study using the profile of mood states demonstrated that a forest bathing trip significantly increased the score for vigor and decreased the scores for anxiety, depression, and anger. Habitual forest bathing may help to decrease the risk of psychosocial stress-related diseases and may have a preventive effect on cancer generation and development. So, how is forest bathing different from a hike? Well, a hike is generally oriented as a journey from point A to point B, whereas forest bathing is not about reaching a physical destination. It's simply about spending time in the forest, breathing in the environment, standing, walking, sitting, or lying down near trees. A study in Japan showed that when people walked through a forested area, their cortisol levels dropped 16% more than when they walked in a city. Plus, after 15 minutes, their blood pressure levels were lowered too. And researchers have figured out why this happens. It's due to something called phytoncides. When humans stand beneath trees, they absorb some of the phytoncides, which in turn triggers the production of natural killer cells in our bodies. A phytoncide is a substance emitted by plants and trees and generally means the aroma of the forest. Phyton, P-H-Y-T-O-N, phyton, means plant in Latin, and side, C-I-D-E, means to exterminate. So phytoncides are produced to help plants and trees protect themselves from harmful insects and germs. Basically, they are wood essential oils, and they have a positive effect on the NK cells in our body. And NK stands for natural killer cells. These are a type of lymphocyte, a white blood cell, and they're part of our immune system. So these NK cells play a major role in the rejection of both tumors and virally infected cells that may attack us. Another study shows women who spent up to 4 hours in a forest on two consecutive days had almost a 40% increase in white blood cells. Forest therapy may also help control blood sugar. A Japanese study followed 87 adults diagnosed with type 2 diabetes for 6 years. During this time, the participants walked in a forest for 1.9 or 3.7 miles, depending on their physical ability, on 9 different occasions. At the end of the study, researchers found that the forest walkers had lower blood glucose synonymous with blood sugar levels, improved insulin sensitivity, and decreased levels of hemoglobin A1C, which is an indicator of how well blood glucose has been controlled over the past 3 months. Also, better concentration. Research in the United States has investigated the effects of outdoor green spaces on symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in children. In a randomized control study, doctors specializing in environmental psychology at the University of Illinois studied 17 children diagnosed with ADHD who were exposed to 3 different environments. After 20-minute walks in a city park, children experienced substantially improved concentration compared to 20-minute walks in downtown and residential settings. This is huge. Researchers concluded that the positive results were comparable to the effects of Ritalin. Wow. How about diminished pain? Researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine studied the effects of nature, scenery, and sounds on pain perception. This randomized controlled clinical trial included 120 adults undergoing bone marrow aspiration and biopsy performed with only local anesthetic, a painful procedure, in one of 3 settings. One group experienced nature, scenery, and sounds during the biopsy, the second group city scenery and sounds, and the third group a standard medical setting. Overall, the procedure was poorly tolerated, but researchers concluded that viewing a nature scene and listening to nature sounds is a safe and inexpensive way to reduce pain during bone marrow biopsy. How's that? Improved immunity. Studies in Japan have examined markers of immunity in both men and women after 3-day trips to the forest. Healthy volunteers participated in 3 2-hour sessions of walking in a forest. Before, during, and after the experiences, researchers measured the number and activity of natural killer cells, those immune cells that destroy cancer cells in the body. They also measured levels of phytoncides in the forest air. Again, I mentioned those phytoncides are essential oils released by trees and plants to defend themselves against insects, animals, and decomposition. Compared to control measurements taken on normal working days, the forest walking significantly decreased levels of stress hormones, increased anti-cancer proteins, and increased the number and activity of natural killer cells. And get this, 30 days after the experience, natural killer cells were still more active, suggesting that monthly forest walks could be an important lifestyle factor in the prevention of cancer as well as a helpful therapy for people diagnosed with cancer. And these researchers believe that the wood essential oils were at least partially responsible for the positive effects of forest air. This is huge. Now, it's almost amusing, if it weren't so irritating and predictable, like everything else that just has to get monetized, hotels are even getting into the action. You can partake in forest bathing at Canyon Ranch in Tucson, Mohonk Mountain House, 90 miles outside of New York City, the Mayflower Grace in Washington, Connecticut, or at L'Auberge de Sedona, under canopies of sycamore trees in Arizona's Red Rock region. Like, we need to pay someone to simply spend some time in and around trees? Wow. Well, since I'm heading in that direction, here's where I'm going to go dark on you for a moment, because I have great, and for good reason, concerns. Forest therapy, as we're finding out, is a good example of how our own health is dependent on the health of our natural environment. And dare I mention, what the powers that be are doing to our environment via chemtrails, for example. All one has to do is be somewhat aware to notice that trees are becoming sickly and dying. I especially notice pine trees and oaks being seriously affected. The geoengineering of our weather is killing our environment, and obviously us too. No longer do we have blue skies, but then again, how convenient. No one looks up anymore to even notice. All hunched, crunched, and bunched over, texting stupidity to no one in particular. Well, the next time you're outside, notice how many tree leaves are dried and curled up. That's right. One of the most significant means of climate engineering is the high-altitude spraying of aerosol compounds into the Earth's atmosphere, most notably aluminum, barium, and other heavy metals. These compounds eventually end up on the ground and in the water, causing changes in soil pH and composition, and generally poisoning the earth below. This obviously slowly kills the entire ecosystem as insects and animals are left without food or habitat. Reports of widespread die-offs of trees and other plants are coming in from all around the world, especially in California, and many other reports of unexplainable tree deaths are easily found online. Check it out sometime. If the trees die, we die. Whole ecosystems are collapsing all over the globe, and our rapidly dying trees are the most visible harbinger of what is unfolding. Few seem to notice the die-off until it's pointed out to them, but once recognized, what can be seen is alarming, and I hope to alarm you today. And then just last night, I saw a commercial for Roundup Weed Killer. I mean, who needs Roundup as a weed killer? Heck, just throw some corn on the cob on your weeds. That's right. All of the corn is genetically modified with yummy Roundup. Yep, sweet corn is genetically engineered with 3 BT toxin genes that make the corn itself an insecticide. Plus, a Roundup-ready gene that enables the corn to withstand Monsanto's herbicide glyphosate. Yum. Well, as usual, I digress. Back to forest bathing. Another possible explanation for forest bathing's soothing effects involves our sense of awe when viewing natural beauty. But most people are so tethered to their technology and their phones, they don't even know what it feels like to be in awe of something grand or of just being. Our children today, they don't know what it feels like to be just in the presence of nature. Not going, not doing, no agenda, but just being. In our addictive and information-loaded virtual world, there is a real need to reconnect with the real world. But what if you don't happen to live near a forest? Not to worry. You can find a sit spot. That's right, a sit spot in nature near your home. It could be a park, the arboretum, even your own yard. And just sit and pay attention at different times of the day and in different seasons of the year. Leave the phone somewhere else. No camera, no selfies, no Twitter hashtags. Take off your shoes and feel the earth with your bare feet. Become grounded, breathe consciously, and enjoy what is real. Smell the aroma of the trees. Engage all of your senses. Forest bathing. It's medicine right outside your door. It's free. No copays, no side effects. So give it a try this coming week, while we still have some trees left to bathe with.
Listen to Pat Rulo and Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.